journey, children are connected to the local church where they can continue to grow. And through each of these intentional moments, we see millions of children own their faith and share the gospel boldly. And the multiplication is astounding as parents, classmates, neighbors, and beyond are coming to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. And that is Operation Christmas Child.
Have you ever packed a shoebox and thought, I wonder where in the world this is actually going? Well, good news, you can totally find out. These labels that go on your packed shoebox gifts have a unique QR code. All you have to do is scan it with your phone. It'll take you to our website where you can give your $10 suggested donation to activate the label. This $10 donation covers collection, processing, all shipping, plus gospel materials and training for local churches so they can confidently share the good news of Jesus Christ. After that, you'll put in your contact information and voila, your shoebox is trackable. After your box goes through the processing center and is shipped out, you'll get a notification letting you know which country your shoebox is headed to. It's so cool to see where it ends up, and it helps you to know how to pray for a child that receives your gift. And that's it. That's how you follow your box. Easy, right?
You know that I was out in California for the West Coast International Pastors Conference at Rawlings' church in Diamond Bar.
As Clay was saying,
so today, yesterday was,
and it was good. It was refreshing.
Shoebox packing day.
Although, and just
today
I want you all to know,
shoebox,
even though I stayed in my
hometown,
I got to see some more friends
so,
and watch
you
practices.
Are welcome.
I made all 13
whatever
sessions,
the Lord puts on your heart.
342, I believe, was ultimately
so,
what was packed.
I wasn't just
we opened it up.
Around.
We so, packed them. And then
why don't you open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
Adopt
1,
you
got 5, 10,
Paul's
whatever it
letter,
is.
First letter to
and I think, was it $10 per box?
Then
why don't you
basically
stand?
Basically, you adopt and then pay the shipping amount so that they can go out. And as usual,
first
whatever
Timothy
isn't
3,
adopted,
first
the church
one,
is going to
this
send
is
anyways.
A faithful saying.
I don't know that
if
we've
a man
had
desires
to write
the position
a
of a
the
bishop,
last couple of years,
he desires a good work.
Of, so the body really
a bishop then must
that.
Be
so
blameless,
is
the husband of one
shoebox,
wife, temperate, sober-minded,
adoption Sunday,
of good behavior, hospitable.
Also,
able
if I
to
could,
teach,
you guys that are here
to
that
wine,
are going to the men's retreat, I want to
not
meet
with violent,
you real quick.
Not greedy for
down
money.
Down in the youth room right
but
after
gentle,
service.
Gentle. Not quarrelsome. Not covetous.
One who rules his own house well,
you
having
know
his
that
children
was,
in submission with all
California
reverence.
For the
for if
West
a man
Coast,
does not know how to rule his own house,
International Pastors
how will
Conference
he take care of
the Raul Reese's
Church of God?
Diamond Bar.
Not a novice. Less being puffed up with
it was
pride,
good. It was
he
refreshing.
Fallen in the same condemnation as the devil.
Although, and just let you,
moreover,
you
he must
know,
have a good testimony
in my hometown.
Those
I got to
who
see
are
some
outside,
old and watch
lest
practices.
He fall into reproach
and the
sessions.
Snare of the devil.
13.
And Lord, we
so
Lord are so
just
grateful
around. So you know,
Lord, that
why don't you open
you
your
have
Bibles to
1
Timothy
set
chapter
up,
3,
the ways
and
the
Paul's
methods,
letter, first letter
the
to
model
Timothy.
For your church. Lord, it's not our church.
Why don't you stand?
And so, Lord, I pray that our hearts would be open to your will and just, Lord, how you want
Timothy
things
3,
to be done,
verse
and things
1,
to be
this
run.
This is a faithful saying,
Lord, that
if
we
a man
wouldn't
desires
get our eyes
the
on the wrong
of a bishop,
things and be distracted,
he desires
from
a good
important.
Work.
A bishop
Lord,
then must
we
be blameless,
yield to your word.
The husband of one wife,
and
temperate,
thank you,
sober-minded,
Lord, that you
have good behavior,
been
hospitable
about these things,
able
for
to
us
teach,
to figure out
not
on
given
our
to
own
wine,
because it would be chaos.
Not violent, not
and
greedy
so Lord,
for money.
Give us
but
eyes
gentle,
to see, ears to hear what
not
you have
quarrelsome,
for your church. We pray this
not
in
covetous.
Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
One who rules his
so
own
I name
house
this message,
well,
having
seated,
his children in submission
message,
with all reverence.
Who's in charge here?
For if a man does not know how to
and,
rule
and
his own house,
we, as we
how
started
will he take care of the
looking
church
at,
of God?
These, this
not a novice,
roles,
less being puffed up with pride,
fall into the same
condemnation
within
as
the
devil.
Church.
Some
moreover,
of the
he must have a
challenges,
good testimony
some of the
among
issues
those
that are arising
are
from
outside,
those things.
And
you
know,
fall
to be honest,
approach,
a lot of
the
a lot of the, challenges to God's
and Lord,
word
we,
and how God has
Lord,
set it up
is really so coming from
grateful.
Our own opinion.
Lord,
of,
that
of
you have
instead of yielding and listening
the
really
ways and
walking
and
according
methods,
to God's word,
model
accepting
for
what
your church,
he has
Lord,
set as right.
Church.
And so,
and
Lord,
so,
I pray that
Paul now
our hearts
is
would
going
be open.
To
to address will, the and leaders, just,
Lord,
and
how
the
you
leadership
want things
and
to be
and
done,
getting into
and
this,
to be
and
run.
We get, you know,
Lord, that
I think
we
would
get our eyes
we
on the wrong
and,
things and be
bottle things
from
up
important.
And saying.
But
you know,
Lord, that we would
when,
yield
especially when it's talking
to your
about
word,
the roles of women, the roles
thank
of men,
Lord,
the
that
church,
you haven't been
you know,
silent
we can say, why can't
for us
women
to
be in
out
leadership?
On our own
well, they can, and we're
going to
see that. And so,
Lord,
we have
give
this,
us eyes
this
to see
problem
ears to
with
hear
semantics
what you
and how we have set
Jesus
things up like that.
Name. Amen.
We're going to see
so
that
I name this message,
it is just
be seated,
this message,
this one role
who's in charge here
in the church, and that
and,
is
and certainly
leader,
we, as we started
bishop, okay?
Looking at
so,
these this.
And if you weren't
able
roles,
to listen to last week,
positions,
I would suggest
functions
that you go back and
within
that,
the church,
you know, we'll
some
probably
of
draw
the
a
little
challenges,
bit of that
some of the issues
in,
that are arising from those
specifically
things.
And
you know,
Paul
to be honest, a lot of
here
a lot of
the
challenges to
the
God's
church,
word and how
God
has set it up is really coming from our own opinion.
And so he says this is a
instead
faithful
instead of
saying,
yielding and listening.
If
and really
a man desires
walking
the position of a bishop,
God's
he desires
accepting
a good
what he has said.
Paul laid
right.
out that there is to be order
so
for the church.
Paul
the
now is going
it's order
to,
that God set at creation. It's not order that governs
the
civil affairs.
And
we
the
talk
leadership
about that govern
and,
business,
and getting
social
into this,
institutions.
And we get, you know,
and in the order there are differing and specific roles for men and for women. The roles do not determine value.
That's a lot of times
talking about
the
roles
of
women,
the
argument
of men
that it
you know
it
makes
one group
less
valuable
than
the other
be in leadership.
Christ says
there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, nor male nor female. What
he
is saying is
we
are all of equal value.
We're going to see that
when
it is concerning salvation.
One function, one role,
but in the church,
we
and that
need
is
to
leader,
understand it doesn't
bishop,
determine value.
Okay?
It defines
and
proper
so,
functioning within the body of Christ.
Able to listen,
what we
to
all
last
need to
week,
understand is
that
we are all men and women under
you know, we'll
authority,
draw a little
and we are to
that
submit to Christ
then,
ultimately.
We're going to look specifically,
and
at
then
what
we operate under
the
roles and functions that are set by God. Who's in charge here?
Church,
Jesus Christ is in charge here.
Ordered
the qualifier
it,
for Ephesians
so,
chapter
so
5,
is
which is
saying,
for the home,
if a man
is,
desires the position
you know,
of a bishop,
is that
he
wives
a good
submit,
word.
You know, that chapter
Paul laid
where it
out
says wives submit
that
to
there
your
is
husbands,
to be order for
you know,
the church.
We all
in the
struggle
home.
With these things, and we
it's
look
order
at
that God
and
set at creation.
This,
it's not order
that
governs civil affairs. We talked about that, governs
the
business, social institutions.
Leads into that.
And in the
those,
order,
those
there are differing and specific roles.
Verse 21,
the roles do not
to one another
determine
in
the
value.
That's
of
a lot
of,
the
lot of
Lord.
Times what you know the argument
it's an
is
act of it, service.
You know,
we are to serve
one
another, understanding our equal position in eternal salvation
that
we
neither
have
Jew nor Greek,
in Jesus
neither
Christ,
slave nor free. Nor male,
here Paul
nor
says
female.
It's a faithful
what
saying.
What he's saying is
the position of leaders
of
the church is to be
men
concerning salvation and eternity.
That is the role but of teacher.
We need to
and the authority for the church is
value.
Given
it
to
defines
men.
Proper functioning.
There's a big kerfluffle
in
the
body
church,
body
of
challenging
Christ.
Roles and
what
functions.
What we all need to understand
it's
is that
clearly
we are all
given in God's
men
word.
And women under authority.
Last week we looked
and
at
we
how
the
church is
to
Christ
properly.
Ultimately.
There's one role given specifically
and then
to
we
men,
operate under
and
the
that
roles
is
and functions
leader.
That are set by God. Who's in charge?
That does
here?
Not
restrict
Jesus Christ
women from
is in
speaking
here.
Amongst the body. We saw or serving the body.
The qualifier
women
for Ephesians chapter 5, which is
the activities
for
of the
home,
and
the, is
your activities
of
the
spirit you know,
in the church.
Is that
and
wives
submit?
Told,
you know that
I contend
chapter
as we
where
see,
it says
we'll see
wives
next week,
submit to your husbands.
Women can
which,
be
you know,
in
we
leadership.
Struggle with these things, and we look at each other
in certain
well,
functions of the
this,
church.
He's not doing that.
Women's ministry. Worship, children's
with love
ministry
is the verse that
many
leads
of the ministries
into
within
that,
the church body.
Those
there's only
verses
one restriction
in that part of Scripture,
and that's
verse
leader.
21,
submitting to one another.
So Paul
in
says,
the fear
if a man desires a position
Lord.
Of bishop, that and
it's
that
an
word
desires
act of service. We are to serve one
saying,
another,
you know,
understanding
is,
our equal
you know,
position position in
a
eternal
man
salvation
really
that we
really
have
cool.
in Jesus Christ
to be the leader.
Here Paul says it's a faithful saying.
That's not what he's talking about.
The position
about
of leaders of the church is to be
you know, they get out
men.
Of whack and wonky anyways. And then we
that is
we,
the role
get
of teacher.
That we probably aren't called to.
And the authority for the church is given to men.
Shouldn't be involved in.
There's a big kerfuffle in
this idea. Challenging roles
and
functions.
I think I'll go to Bible college and
seminary
and
learn to be a pastor because that's what I'm wired for.
Last week we looked at how the church is to function
properly. First, the Bible is clear.
There's one role given specifically to men, and that is leader.
It's of the Holy Spirit.
That does
not restrict women from speaking amongst the body. We saw
someone
serving the body. Women prophesied.
Now, there's nothing against seminaries.
I have nothing against
the church,
seminaries or Bible college activities of the
if
Spirit.
If you're going to one to enhance your calling,
I contend as we see, we'll see next week,
women can be in leadership
in certain functions.
Desire is actually
women's
ministry,
worship,
children's
ministry.
We need
ministry.
To keep in mind that Paul
many
is writing this letter
only a couple
of
years after Nero burned down
There's
Rome.
There's only one restriction.
And then
and
he blamed
leader.
It on the Christians.
So
Paul
you have
says
to make
if
a
man
desires
a position of
there
bishop,
weren't a lot of men.
And that word desire.
They were probably desiring to have a leader
saying,
position
you know,
in the church
is,
because that was a know, very dangerous position
if a man thinks
to
it
have.
Would really be really cool.
Probably more than
be,
just
to be the
being
leader,
a part of
the
pastor. That's not what he's talking
it's
about.
It's unlikely
we're,
our
they
were
they were
are,
you know
they
lining up
and wonky anyway
to be leaders.
And then we
and that position of bishop is episcopal,
literally
to,
or means overwatch or an overseer.
But you know this idea
these were men who were leaders.
Not, I think I'll
and
go to Bible college
and
seminary and learn to be a pastor.
They can also be called
for.
Elder elsewhere in the church in the
First,
Bible.
The Bible is clear that
it's a position. This position is a calling.
Appointment.
It's not an appointment.
Which is
it's
shepherd,
of the Holy
pastor.
Spirit. It's not no seminary
get pastor from
can appoint
20.
Someone to
now
pastor.
From this we you know we
now there's
we
nothing get, against
three
seminaries.
Recognizable
I have nothing against seminaries or Bible
government.
If you're going to one,
governance enhance
your calling.
The first
and
is episcopal
to Christ
from the episcopal
to the body.
It means
of Christ.
That bishop oversees,
but that
desire
the,
is. Actually planted
the,
by the Lord.
Diocese.
We need to keep in mind
Sorry.
That Paul
the
is writing this letter only a couple years
bodies.
After Nero burned down Rome.
Under them are the priests
and then
and
he
the
blamed
presbyters
it on the Christians.
Who lead local congregations.
So you have to
and
make
then there are
that
deacons
in
who support the bishops and
there
the priests
weren't a lot
by
of
serving
men
and administrating
that were probably desiring
body.
To have a leader position
There's
in
the
church because that was
a
very
local body of elders that govern
to have.
Each congregation.
Probably
the presbytery
more than
is
just
a cooperation
a part
of elders
of
and pastors from multiple congregations in a
it's
region.
It's unlikely we're
then
they were
the
they
synod,
you know,
so
lining
you
know
up
that word from the Missouri
to be
synod
leaders
of the.
And that position of bishop is episcopos,
so
literally
oh, yeah, the Lutherans.
Means
That's right.
overwatch or an overseer.
The Missouri synod.
These were men who were leaders and
but,
had authority in the church.
They're the overseers of a large.
They can also
area
be called
of the
elder elsewhere in the church
and then
in
the
Bible
General Assembly,
which is the highest council that
or
oversees all of the presbyteries.
Which is
shepherd,
pastor.
Obviously.
The where we get pastor from in Acts 20.
That kind of governance.
Now, from this, we get
there's three
nationally.
Recognizable.
The other is
the
government,
congregational.
Governments,
the
governorship
itself
of church,
is responsible.
The first
before
is
God.
Episcopal.
They operate
the
under majority
that
vote.
Bishop oversees.
They
vote for all
the,
leading roles in the body, including
the
elders and pastors.
Diocese.
They're responsible
Sorry.
For
the diocese or the local church
removing
bodies.
Leadership.
Under
and
them are the priests
know, are,
and the presbyters who lead local
these,
congregations.
I'm not going to
and then there are deacons who support the bishops
all,
and the priests by serving and administrating
within,
needs within
right after
the body.
First century of the church,
there's the presbytery,
the
local body of elders that govern each congregation.
One form
the presbytery
of
is a cooperation of elders and pastors from multiple congregations
been,
in a region.
You know,
then
the
there's the synod.
Years.
Some of you might know that word from the Missouri Synod.
The evangelical churches today may exercise a combination of these elders.
No, Lutheran. Oh, yeah,
their elder. Led
right.
The congregation
Elka,
voting
Elka
on budgets and
Thank you for
leader appointment, the doctrinal
but,
direction.
They're the overseers
the
of a large area.
Some
of
call,
the
and I'll just give you an idea of what
the
we
General
believe,
Assembly,
and some
which
call
is
the highest
Calvary Chapel's
governance
the
Moses model.
The presbyteries
Chuck,
and those
Chuck would say it's probably more like the Moses model.
The pastor is the authority as appointed
that
by
kind
God.
Of governance have
and also carries all of the responsibility. The other is
spiritual well-being of the congregation.
The membership itself is responsible before God.
We do not
operate under
a denominational
majority
or formal governance outside the local congregation.
They vote for all leading
eldership
roles in the body,
so
including elders
and associations.
So there is no other,
none of the other Calvary chapels can tell me
leadership
how I am to conduct service.
You know,
or
there are benefits to
the
any of these, and I'm not going to talk down about any
so
of them because they were all basically
so
accepted
within, general
right after
or
the first century
or any,
of the
any
church,
other governance.
The local church
the eldership is a calling,
operating
like the pastor.
Under one form
elders are responsible
of these
for council support,
another,
and if necessary, calling
and
for
and
removal
been,
of the lead pastor
you know, for the last
in the case of moral
years.
Failings. Or thing, anything
the
that
evangelical
might disqualify
churches
the pastor
may
for
exercise
service.
A combination of
and,
these.
Elder, and they have elder
role. Led.
And just so you understand,
the congregation voting on budgets and
don't take
leader
the
appointment.
The
I accept full
responsibility,
so the buck starts
the church.
Stops with me.
Some call,
and
I'll just
have,
give you an idea of what
you know,
we
and,
believe.
And wisdom,
and some call Calvary Chapel's governance
we
the
have
Moses
a group
model.
Of elders, Chuck would
that
say
I listen
probably
to.
More like the Moses model.
And
the pastor
when,
is the authority
know,
as appointed by God.
Decisions.
It also carries
made.
All of the responsibility
about those things
for the spiritual well-being of the congregation.
So they have that influence.
We do not answer to a denominational or formal
here.
Governance
the congregation
outside the
does
local
have
congregation.
A you all have
eldership,
a
and so we're all
I call
an
it
association.
You vote
so
with
there
your
is
feet.
No other, none of the other Calvary chapels can tell me
and
how
the pastor,
I am to conduct service
if,
or
you
to
know,
conduct
if the pastor
the business of and, this
or the
fellowship.
Elders do not exemplify
so
these qualifications.
So we're not under
of what
a,
Paul
a,
says.
A general or
are here
regional
for the
or
church
any,
leadership.
Any
you have your vote.
The eldership is a calling. Like
and
the
if
pastor,
we did not uphold
elders
the word
are responsible
of God, or we
for council support.
Out of
and if necessary, calling
would
for removal
would
of the lead pastor.
The
in the case of moral failings,
not forgetting that
thing,
Paul
anything that might
put
disqualify
sound
the pastor
doctrine,
for service,
sound biblical
and,
doctrine at
and they
the
have,
top of the list.
They have that role
of what
and just
pastors
so you understand,
and elders are supposed to be walking and
don't
and
take this the
presenting.
Wrong way.
To the
I accept
body.
Full responsibility, so the buck
Paul
starts
says the
to
position of bishop is a good work,
and I'll
I have,
say it is a good work.
And in wisdom, the
it's
way we
hard
set
work.
It up is we
it's
have
not always
a group
appreciated.
Of elders that I
it
listen
can be
to.
Very overwhelming at times,
and especially when you know real.
I
serious,
am often challenged.
Decisions need to be made,
and the work is challenging.
We talk about those things.
Yet to see people being saved and growing in their faith in Jesus
so
Christ,
they have that.
In that, it is a good word.
In
it's a good work, and it's
here.
Worth
the
any
congregation
of the
does have a vote that come. You all have a vote.
And I call
says,
it.
He says,
you
in
vote
verses
with
2
your feet.
Through 6, a bishop then must be blameless, a husband of one wife, temperate,
and should the
sober-minded,
pastor,
of good behavior,
if, you know,
hospitable,
if the pastor
able to teach, not given to wine, not
or
violent,
the elders
not
do not
for
exemplify
money,
these
but
qualifications,
gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous,
of what
one
Paul
who rules
says
his own house
are
well,
here for the church leadership
in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not
and
know how to rule his own
not
house, how will
the word
he take
of God,
care of
or
the
we were
of
acting
God?
Out of character.
Not a novice.
I would hope
lest
that
being
you would
puffed
run
up
for
with
the
pride,
devil.
He fall into the same
not forgetting
condemnation
that Paul
as
put
the devil.
Sound biblical
so Paul
doctrine,
lists the qualifications
sound biblical
for
doctrine
the, at
the
top
the
position
of, the list
of spiritual
of what
and
pastors
doctrinal
and elders are
the,
supposed
you know, the
to
leader
be walking in
authority over the church.
These qualifications
Paul says the
are not
of
demands
bishop
for
is
perfection. A good work.
And
otherwise,
I'll say
you
it
would
is
have
a good
nobody
work.
Serving as pastor and elder.
It's hard work
because none of us are.
It's not always appreciated.
They
it can
are
be very overwhelming.
General
at
criteria.
Times. These
I am
are the
often
things
challenged.
That I look for
and
when I'm
and
seeking
the
Lord for those He's raising up and calling
yet
to
see
elder
people
or pastor
being saved and
here
growing
in
their faith in Jesus Christ.
They are to be
in
observable.
That it is a good
it
work.
It is an evidence
it's
of
a good work.
One's desire to have a good
testimony before not only the body of Christ but all
and
people.
It says,
and
says
others,
in verses 2-6
that one is
a
walking
then must be
in
blameless,
the Holy Spirit,
a husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded,
being
of good behavior, hospitable.
You know,
able to teach, not
to,
given
to
wine,
the Holy
not
Spirit
violent,
and,
not greedy
and growing
for money.
In the Lord. but gentle,
so the first
not
one he says is
covetous.
Bishop
one who rules
must, you know,
his own
if
house
you want to be
or
qualification
for bishop
is
first
blameless
with all reverence.
That's not
for if a man
sinless
does not know how to rule his own house,
it
how
means
will he
nothing
take care of the
to
God
take hold upon.
Not a novice.
That is, one's actions and activities
pride,
in his life are not something others can take
condemnation
hold of,
as
that
the
they
devil
get any traction.
So Paul
of
lists
in
the qualifications
pointing out
for
their
the
shortcomings
or
the position
or,
of spiritual and doctrinal.
Accusations
the
cannot stick.
And authority over
that
the
they're
church
false accusations.
These qualifications
that, you know,
are not
it's
demands
kind of like
for
teflon
perfection.
Nothing sticks.
Otherwise,
to
you would have nobody serving.
Here's
as pastor
the reality:
and elder
leaders
place
are going to
because
be blamed.
None of
that's
us
why
perfect
Paul
in
says
these
this.
Things. Just
they are
read face
general
criteria
or social media.
These are the things that I look for.
There was
when
a couple that
the
left
Lord
this
for
church
those he's raising up and calling.
And a friend
to
of theirs
pastor
accused me on Facebook of being
Christ
the reason for
they
them
are to
leaving
be observable.
Calling out
it
the
is
message
an evidence
that I had just
of
given it,
of
oh,
one's
he
desire
about
to
it
have
there,
a
but
good
he doesn't,
testimony
you know,
before
it,
not only
you know,
the body of Christ
scenes,
but all people
and know,
others.
That's the reason
that one is walking in the Holy Spirit.
That they left somehow because of my actions
under that.
The truth is they left because of their own misdealings with others here in the body.
It had nothing to do
with me. So the first one he says is
and that's what this is talking about. I was blameless in
qualification for bishop.
Other people have left
blameless
and it was their decision.
That's
to leave.
Not
mine. I didn't kick them out. If I
it
had acted
nothing
upon what I wanted
to take
to do,
hold upon,
it would have been messy.
That is
and I
one's
would not
actions and activities in
being above
his
reproach
life are not something others can take hold of. That they
and
get
the second
any
is husband
of
one
in,
wife.
In pointing out their shortcomings.
Now, it addresses
or,
a number
or, you know,
of things.
First,
it means
there
that
was
polygamy
accusations
was
cannot
in
stick
Asia Minor. In
that
some
they're
areas,
false accusations.
The
that,
Roman
Empire,
you know,
those
kind of like Teflon
society,
nothing
those cultures
to
that
Teflon
they took over. Here's the reality.
So
leaders are
it
going
could
to be addressing
blamed
polygamy.
That's why Paul says this.
One wife, not a bunch of wives.
Just read Facecraft.
What it does not mean,
social
one
media
of the things it doesn't mean is an elder has to be married.
There was
a
couple
case,
that left
Paul,
this church
who was not married at the time that he was called.
And a friend
service
of theirs accused me on
married
Facebook of being the reason for them leaving.
Concerning divorce
the
and remarriage,
that I had just
does
given
that
oh,
disqualify
a man
about from
it there,
leadership?
But he doesn't, you know, practice
if
it,
the husband's
it, you know, behind
actions,
the scenes,
infidelity
and,
or
you know,
decommitment
that's
from
the
marriage
they left
was the cause for the divorce.
That they left somehow because of my
absolutely
actions
disqualified from being a
the truth
a
is they left because
church
of their own misdealings.
Otherwise,
here in the body,
his remarriage
nothing
is,
to
if
do
it's
with
biblically
me
permissible,
and that's what this
he
is talking about.
Blame
I was blameless in
a leader.
Other people have left, and it was
but
their
what
decision
is this really
to leave
saying
not
is
mine.
This
I didn't kick
a
them
man
out. If I had acted upon what I wanted to do,
and
it would have been messy, and I would not
only
have been blameless. It talks about being above reproach.
He isn't a playboy, an adulterer.
And the second is husband of one wife.
Inappropriately towards women.
Now, it addresses
other than
number
his
of wife.
Things.
First speaks
there
untowardly
was
about other women.
That was practiced
you know,
in
the,
Asia Minor,
in the
some
idol
areas,
talk,
of
in the garbage,
the Roman
that
Empire,
can be
those
around the water
society,
cooler,
those cultures that they
you
took
know,
over.
I would even say that
so
a man
it could
that
be
is
addressing polygamy.
Into leadership,
one wife. Not a bunch
and
of wives.
To exemplify this, doesn't
but
even
what it does not mean, one of the
things
it doesn't mean is
that
an elder has
you know,
to be married
about women. That are
if that,
that
were the case,
Paul,
who was not married at the time that he was
of
called into service, was not married.
Temperate.
Not
concerning
given
to
divorce
extremes
and remarriage.
Literally,
does that
it means
vigilant
a man
in his own
leadership
life. Not giving
if
one to addiction or habitual
actions,
impropriety,
infidelity or
it can
decommitment
it
from
can
the marriage
include,
was the cause
steady
for the divorce.
Emotion,
and I would
he
say
steady emotionally,
he absolutely disqualified
not given
from
to
being
wide
the,
moods,
a leader
you know,
in the church.
Mood swings,
high
otherwise,
highs, low lows.
His remarriage, is, if it's biblically permissible,
the next one is
he can
sober-minded
serve as a leader.
He is able to think clearly.
But what is this really saying is that
he,
a man
is serious
whose love
about subjects
and devotion
in a serious way
and
not
constantly
is
joking
only for
that doesn't mean
his
that
wife.
A leader shouldn't have a sense of humor.
He isn't a playboy, an adulterer, acts
inappropriately
towards
Eeyore
women other than his wife, or speaks untowardly
okay
about other women. You know, the
how should
the,
I react
the,
to this?
The idle talk. And the garbage that
so
can reminded be expressed around
it's to
the
take
water
seriously
cooler
serious matters.
You know, I would even say
that of good a man behavior that is called into this.
My mom always reminded me whenever I was going anywhere, going over to someone's house, and I think it was because she was worried about how I was going to reflect on mom and dad. But she always said, "Be on your best behavior."
Spoken of.
And most of the time, I listen to it. What I found out
not
is when I wasn't on my best behavior, somehow she always
literally
found
it
out.
Means vigilant in his own life, not giving
so,
one to addiction or habitual impropriety.
Learn those lessons.
It can,
it's the same word translated modest in
steady
chapter 2, verse 19.
He is steady emotionally.
And you could say
not
good
given
behavior
to wise
is
mood,
to be orderly
you know,
and dignified.
You're high
not
highs
a, it's
and
not
lows.
One who's a loose cannon who acts out brashly.
The next one is sober-minded.
At the leadership conference this past
he's
week,
able
there was
to
a pastor
think
friend
clearly.
Of mine who came up to me, and I've
and
we're
he
friends with the
is serious about subjects in a serious way,
and
not constantly
and I see him
joking.
Everyone's
and that doesn't mean that a leader shouldn't have a sense of humor.
And he came up to me and he said,
"It does,
I just wanted you to hear this from me."
It doesn't
but
mean
I'm stepping
that
down
a leader's
ministry.
Supposed to be an Eeyore.
What, why would happen? He said, well,
okay.
He goes, in my
how
area, in fact, in my church
this?
Fellowship, he a guy that used to be in the church fellowship is
it's to take seriously serious
matters. He's one of the, you know, the ones that are
of good behavior.
Christian Zionists.
My mom always reminded me whenever I was going anywhere, going over to someone's house, and I think it was because she was worried about how I was going to reflect on mom and dad.
The Bible very clearly
but she always
says
said,
the church
be
is
on
to,
your best
is
behavior.
To pray for and be in support of Israel. Not there, you know,
and most
not
of the time
perfect.
I listen to it.
It's not
what I found
but
out is
when
was,
I wasn't on my best behavior,
somehow she always found out.
Extremely anti-Israel and was coming against the church. And constantly
learn those lessons.
Harassing.
It's the same word translated
modest in chapter 2
to the
verse
point
19.
That he got so frustrated.
And you could say good behavior
that he
is
bought
to
a
be
bunch
orderly
of eggs
and
dignified.
And egged the guy's
you're not
boat.
A. It's not one who's a loose cannon who acts out brashly.
Which was caught on security cameras
at
the, house.
The leadership conference this past week.
There was a pastor friend of mine who came
papers,
up to me
and probably
and,
was seen
I've
by
seen
a million.
We're friends with the
pastor down in Texas
in that area. And one of the headlines
and,
writing
and I see him
reading everyone's
or
Zionist
at the conferences when he's at the conferences.
Eggs above.
And he came up to me and he said, "I just wanted you to hear this from me."
And
I'm stepping down
he
from
failed
ministry
in this
said,
well, area
why,
of good
why
behavior.
Would happen?
He said, "Well," and
is
stepping
he goes,
down
from
in
ministry.
In my area, in fact, in my church fellowship,
he's been disqualified.
A guy that used to be in the church fellowship
for
is
something as stupid as that.
Extremely
you know?
Anti-Israel. He's one of the. You know, the ones that
lost
are calling out Christian Zionists
control.
That came
he
up with this
you know,
dumb,
and
you
he
know,
acted upon something, and he's regretting it now.
Tag for those who understand
next one is hospitable.
The Bible very clearly says that the church is
in that
to,
culture, especially
is to pray
they
for
were to welcome in the missionaries and visiting
their,
pastors.
You know, they're not perfect.
Hospitality
not
was one of the most
but this
important
guy was
things
in
that
culture.
Was,
inviting
extremely
somebody
anti-Israel,
in to stay,
the intimacy
was
of
coming
a meal,
against the church.
Was,
and constantly harassing his pastor friend to the point
able
that he got
teach.
So frustrated.
And you're all welcome. You know, I've had people
that he
over
went
my house
and bought a bunch
stay.
Of eggs
I'll,
and
I'll
went
kick
and
you out
egged
at some point,
the guy's
but, you
boat.
Know, I don't.
Beth and I have guests every once in a while.
Which was caught on security cameras at the house.
Bring a dish.
And then put on the news and in the papers and probably was seen
able
by
to
a
teach.
Million people
now we know in Romans
area,
that this is a gift
one of the
for the church.
Writing, reading,
you can
Christian
be able to
Zionist
teach,
pastor,
but not called
eggs
to be
above.
A leader or a pastor or an elder. It's a gift that you know some
and
people are just able to teach other people how to do things, certain
behavior.
Things, whether it's mechanics or
and
building
or
whatever that may be.
He's been disqualified.
Ephesians tells us that there is a
for
ministry gift.
What is that? You
and
know?
That ministry gift is a pastor teacher.
Lost.
So you can be have the gift
control.
Of teaching, but not called to
know,
be a pastor.
And
but if you're a pastor,
and
then you are you will have the gift of teaching. The next one is hospitable.
Pastor is also
in that culture, especially
to be able
they
to
were
teach.
To welcome in the
and
missionaries.
For an elder, it might not
pastors,
always necessarily mean able to
one
teach
of the, most
the congregation.
In that
but
culture,
what it does mean is an elder
in
should
stay,
know God's word and be able
meal,
to sit down with others and give biblical
held,
direction
very high,
and biblical
in high, very
instruction.
High
in 2 Timothy 3:16, And 17, you're all welcome. Paul writes, you know, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And that's something that all pastors and elders should be fluent
able to
in
teach.
And understand.
Now we know in Romans that this is a gift for
and
the
is
church.
Able to do these things. And so
you can be able
to
teach,
know the word,
but not
the man of God may
be
complete, thoroughly equipped for every good word.
It's a gift that, you know, some
so
people
pastors and elders should be able to teach first
how to do
doctrine.
Certain things,
simply doctrine is what is right.
Building or
we
whatever.
Should be able to teach anybody what the Bible says is right.
Ephesians tells us that
then
there's a ministry gift.
That's what's not
and that
right.
Ministry gift
and
is
we
a
should
pastor
be able
teacher.
To, you know, be
so
able
you
to
can
point
be,
out, take people through
have the gift
something
of teaching,
going on in
but
their
not
life,
called to be a
and
pastor.
You'll say,
but
hey,
if
look,
you're a pastor.
You know, the Bible says
then you are,
that
you will
that's,
have the gift
that's
of
not,
teaching.
You know, yeah, I don't. I guess I don't want to.
Pastor is
like
also
some,
to be able to teach.
Best. Hey, look,
and for an elder, it might not always necessarily
will,
mean able to teach
sin,
the congregation.
That you not
but what it does
way,
mean is
might be.
An elder
so
should know God's word and be able to
right.
sit
doctrine
down with
what's
others
right,
and give
reproof,
biblical
right,
direction,
correction,
and biblical instruction
is how to get right. In 2
Timothy
3:16,
point these 17, Paul writes,
all scripture is given by inspiration
you know,
of God
to
and
to
is profitable for
repent,
doctrine, for reproof, for correction,
that
for instruction in righteousness.
That, thinking that,
and that's
or
something
whatever,
that all
and
pastors
really
and elders
him,
should be
for
be
you know,
fluent
and,
in and understand
to from those
that
things, to
the Bible is good for you know and is able
and so
to
you
do
have
these
what's
things.
Right, what's not right.
We need to know the word
to be able to teach how to
that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped
for
every good work. So pastors and elders should be able to teach first doctrine.
You know,
simply doctrine is what is right.
We're not as good at
as we should be able
are,
to teach anybody
you know,
what the Bible says is
be
right.
Accountable, having other men around us.
Then reproof.
Right, to walk with and stuff like
that's
that.
That's what's
and
not
so
right.
Instruction.
And we
would
should
be,
able
things.
To.
How
you know,
to stay
be able
right.
to point
to
out, and take people through something
you know,
going on in their life,
the Lord. So,
and be able to say, "Hey, look,
able
you know, the Bible
to teach,
says that, that
not given that to
that's,
wine.
That's not you know,
literally
yeah,
it means
I guess I
not to linger at
water
the table.
It down like some.
In other words,
not your
not
best.
To hey, look,
sit
the
at the bar.
That,
right,
that you're outside of God's will,
the guys,
or that sin."
Now,
or that
I cannot
not be
say
that way, whatever it might be,
that having
or
a
I will not because it's not the Bible.
What's not
that
right.
having
doctrine,
an alcoholic
what's right
drink
is
proof
sin.
What's not right. Correction.
There is a
is
movement going in the church
right.
that parades itself
once
as liberty.
To point these things out,
sucking
saying,
down
you know
some
what?
Brews and having a Bible study.
You know, it might be time to
taking
to
a shot at the bar
and
with the boys
and
taking a picture and putting it on social media
and that saying that. Thinking that or whatever and really
or having wine with the
for,
leadership
you know his power
taking
and,
a picture with the
able
wine
able
bottles
with
the caption free at last
whatever it might be and so you have what's right
I believe
what's
that church
right.
leaders
we
should
need to
not
be able
drink
to teach
alcohol.
How to get right
and I believe that
instruction
the leaders here that
right.
I get to minister with would agree with that
you need to stay in God's word and
I'm not
fellowship.
A Pharisee
you know men,
Paul says in verse 7 that we are to have a good
are,
testimony
is, you know,
before all,
up
not just in the church, but outside of the church.
Right, to walk with and stuff like that.
And Paul
and
also
so
says that he, you know,
things.
He says, I'm at
how
liberty
to, right.
to eat
to
and to drink.
Walking
all
in,
things are
you know,
lawful
the
for me.
With the Lord. So
not all things are expedient.
Able to teach.
But
not
he also
given
says,
to wine.
I will not do
literally
anything
means
in my
not
liberty
to linger at
that
the
might
table.
Cause another
words,
to stumble,
not
s-
to
especially
sit
a brother
at the bar,
or sister to stumble.
Right? With the guys. Now,
and I have to think of
I
all of our brothers and sisters who God has delivered out of drunkenness and drug
Bible,
addiction.
That having an
and to be honest,
drink
that's why
sin.
I don't drink alcohol.
There is a
it would be an affront
in the church
to the Lord
that parades
who
itself
me out
as
of liberty.
Alcohol.
Sucking down some brews
one
and having
four,
a Bible
just
study.
Think about this. 1 in 14
taking
people
a shot
who drink,
at the bar
say,
with the boys
who drink
and,
alcohol for
and
the first
taking
time
a picture
are going to be
putting
it
on
it.
Social
1
media.
1 in 14.
Or having
consider
wine
all the
issues
leadership,
alcohol causes in our society. 50,000 people
the wine
a year
bottles
killed because
with the
of
caption,
driving.
Free at last.
Majority
I believe
of those
that
who
church
are incarcerated
should not drink
have
alcohol.
Alcohol as one
and
of the
I believe
root causes.
That my, the leaders here that I get to minister with would agree with
but
that.
But you're at liberty to have a glass of wine.
I'm not a Pharisee.
Paul says in verse 7 that
leaders
we are to
in the
have
church
a good
are to
testimony
be Holy Spirit
before all Paul says,
not
do
just
not be
in
drunk
the church,
with wine.
But outside
I'm like,
of the church.
Are you drunk or not drunk? Hey, look, I used to drink.
And Paul also says,
it only
says
took about one before I was feeling good.
He says, I'm at liberty to eat and to drink.
I'm just going
to
be honest.
All things are lawful for me.
Not all things are expedient. But he says, be filled with
but
the
he
Holy
also
Spirit.
Says, I will not do anything
say,
in my liberty.
We can sit around and we can
cause
argue
another
you know, the,
to stumble,
the,
especially
prohibition. A brother or sister to stumble.
Should we drink? Should we not drink? What is it meant in the Bible? And I have to think of
or
all of our brothers and sisters who God
will,
has delivered
you know,
out of drunkenness and drug addiction.
To his
and to be honest, that's why I don't drink alcohol. It would be an
we
affront
choose.
To the Lord who delivered me out of alcohol. Now, to the deacons, Paul says, not given
one in
too
four,
much
just
wine.
Just
think about this. 1 in 14 people who drink, they say, they drink alcohol for the
it
first time are going
to
be addicted
to
this qualification.
To
1 in 14 bishops, not given to wine. Could it be that he is saying
consider
not
all
given
the
to
issues
wine, period,
alcohol causes
all?
In our society? 50,000 people
to take
a year
that
are killed
to the Lord
because
of
drunk driving.
What he means for those of us who are called
majority of those who are incarcerated
have alcohol as one of the root causes. The eighth is not violent, but you're at liberty to have a glass of wine or beer. And there are times I wrestle with that. Leaders in the church
I like to think of
are to be Holy Spirit
giant.
Filled.
Paul
but
says,
there
do not be drunk with wine. And I'm not going
to
argue drunk
has
not
to
drunk.
Remind me.
Hey, look,
that
I used
the laying
to drink.
On of hands.
It only
for
took about one
before
I was
blessing.
Feeling good and I was on to the next one. Just so you know. But I'm just going to be honest with myself. But he says, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
It's amazing.
Then in 19 years, almost
and
nine,
as I always
it,
say,
and I've said,
we can sit around and we can argue,
we'll
you know,
the
prohibition. That in 19
should we
years,
drink? Should we not drink? What is it meant
has
in the Bible?
Kept me from grabbing
or we can eagerly
somebody.
And will you know, and desire to grab on to His.
The next is not greedy
of
for
being
money.
Filled with His Holy Spirit.
And you think you read this?
You
it's very clear that anybody that's
now,
greedy
to the
for
deacons,
money,
Paul says,
not
given
merchandise
too
of the
much
church
wine.
Has no business.
Why the difference?
Being a church leader standing in a pulpit.
It gives me pause
to this qualification for bishops.
I'm astonished
not
how readily
to wine.
People are going to
could it
follow
be that he is saying
and
not
even
given
financially
to wine
support
period at all?
Ministries.
Guess we need
that,
to take
these,
that to the Lord and seek
flaunt
what he
wealth.
Means for those of us who are called
Bentley's Jets
to church leadership.
Name brand, I mean, $5,000-$10,000 suits.
The eighth is not violence.
Pastor needs alligator
and that's
shoes.
Pretty self-explanatory. And
they
there are times
that
I
God
wants
with
you
that.
To be rich, but it's solely
am,
for the purpose
I
of
like
getting
to think
rich.
Of myself
I watch
as a
Pat,
gentle
Copeland.
Giant.
These guys,
but
they,
there are times
somebody will give them $100,000 watch,
to
they'll
remind
be there in front
of you. What,
that the laying on of hands oh is for anointing
I mean,
and blessing.
Do it right during service. It's.
I don't get it. It's blatantly contradictory.
It's amazing that in 19
what
years,
a church,
almost not,
who,
you know,
what a church
and
leader
said,
should
I'm
be.
I'm finishing my 20th. I'm actually finishing my 19th. We'll start the 20th next year, so I was a year ahead of myself.
They
but
are not qualified to be pastors
years,
or preachers.
The
they're
Holy
snake
Spirit
oil salesmen and they're hucksters.
Hold of
and
somebody.
If you want to just say it like it is, they're not pastors. They're not church leaders. Leaders are not supposed to be in ministry for the money.
This real quick story.
The next
Jeff
is
Johnson,
not greedy
one
for
of the
money.
Pastors' conferences early on,
and you
when
think,
I was in
you
ministry,
this,
I had already
it's
heard
very
the story
clear
about it. But
that
Jeff
anybody
Johnson,
that's greedy
a,
for
a
money,
guys,
that's
Raul Reese,
making merchandise of the church,
they admit that
has no
happened.
Business
they were all going,
being a
they
church leader, standing in a pulpit, preaching or teaching.
At Azusa Pacific University when I was playing basketball.
I'm astonished how readily people will follow
and
even financially support ministries.
And so evidently one of the guys
that
had a car deal, a guy who owned a car dealership, Acura
Jets.
Car dealership when Acura was becoming
name
a big brand,
name
back then.
$5,000-$10,000
so
suits.
He, you know,
pastor
the guy said, hey, you know, any, you and any of your pastor friends want a great deal.
They
great
preach that God wants
Acura.
You to be
I'll
rich, but it's solely
so
for the purpose of them getting rich.
I
mean, I watched Pat Copeland. These guys, they
the,
somebody will give them $100,000 watch, and they'll be there in front of
Costa Mesa that year. All pulled in and parked next to each other in brand new Lexuses.
During service.
And Pastor Chuck.
I don't get it.
I just undressed them all, you know.
It's blatantly contradictory.
People are entrusting
to what a,
what
a church leader should be,
you know, to each of us. And how do you think that would look to the
they're not qualified to be pastors or preachers. They're snake oil salesmen and they're hucksters.
And, they see their
and if you want to just
in. say it like it is, they're not pastors, they're not church leaders. You know,
and they all, and they, everybody knew.
Leaders are not supposed to be in ministry for the money.
They had to take the, they had to give all
this. Real quick story, Jeff Johnson, one of the pastors' conferences.
You are early on when I was in ministry, and I had already heard the story about it.
With
but
what
Jeff
you
Johnson,
give
a number of guys, Raul Reese,
and I'll take that Raul
Reese, Mike McIntosh, because they admit that this happened. They were all going, they went to
for the work of
got
the ministry,
their
because the most important thing is not what the
university
pastor
when
has,
I was playing basketball
the
there, and
gospel
then they went
of
to
Jesus
Fuller
Christ
Seminary
is going
and got
out.
Their doctorate.
It's not to enrich.
So these guys
the
hung out a lot.
They were,
and so evidently one of the guys
gentle.
Had a car deal, a guy
now,
who owned
early
a car
on
dealership.
In ministry.
An
a brother had to come early
Acura
on a Sunday morning about 5 a.m.
And so,
and read me the scripture.
You know,
talking
the guy
about
said,
how
hey, you know, you and any of your pastor friends want a great deal, a great lease on
I didn't
Acura. I'll hook them up. So evidently they all
I
decided
probably
wasn't
that was
the
a
most
great
gentle
idea.
Person. If you ask Pastor Kevin,
went to the
had a nickname for me, Bill
Men's
the
China
the
Shop,
pastor's conference at Costa Mesa that year. All pulled in and parked.
It's
next
not
to
that
each
I was I wasn't
Lexuses.
Gentle. There was
and,
just
Pastor
there were
Chuck,
times that I wasn't.
I just
you know, so
I
didn't
fail that
undressed
part of
them
it,
all.
But, you know,
but gentle.
People are entrusting.
He's
their,
tempered
what
me a
they
lot.
Give and their spiritual. You know,
not
to
quarrelsome.
Each of us.
We
know?
Are to avoid
how do you think
vain
that would look
arguments.
To the
I can't
I
tell you how many times the Holy Spirit has stopped me from giving somebody a piece of my mind
when they see their pastor
or responding for the sake of argument
with a brand new Acura.
The only thing that you know, can change anybody all, else's mind anyway in wrong thinking is
so
his
they were
word.
Begging the guy to take the, they had to give all
not covetous.
Back.
I want. I'm never satisfied with what one has, you know, what I have or what
with
I really
what
want.
Give, oh, man,
to see
so-and-so got a brand
take
new
that very seriously.
Whatever it might be.
The Bible says godliness with contentment
the work
is great
of the ministry
gain.
Because the most important
and if you always want more or are
has,
dissatisfied with what you already have,
Jesus Christ
you should not be
out.
In leadership.
It's not to enrich the pastors and the
12,
others
who
here.
Rules his own house well. It doesn't mean that
gentle.
There's no problems in your home.
Now, early on in ministry,
or that your children
a brother had to come
might
early
be,
on a Sunday
know,
morning about 5 a.m.
As rebellious children.
And read me the scripture talking about
you can
how
be a godly leader in your home and still have
gentle.
Rebellious children. Leader, and just so you understand, our first ministry is the home.
I probably wasn't
and
the
that's
most
for
gentle
every
person
one of
if you
us,
ask
guys.
Pastor Kevin. He had a nickname
not just
for
the
me,
leaders.
Bill in the China Shop.
But it's where Christ-like leadership is to be demonstrated.
It's not that
first.
I wasn't gentle.
And then
there, was just,
over into
there were times that I
leading
wasn't,
in
you know,
the
so I didn't
body.
Fail that part of it. But
not a novice.
But gentle.
That is newly planted. Not a new believer.
Me a lot.
We're not to lay hands
not
on
quarrelsome.
People too quickly.
We are to avoid
to observe the lives of those God may be calling
I can't
to
tell you how many times the Holy
and
Spirit
see if they display
me from
these characteristics
a piece of my mind
as they mature
or responding
in their
for
faith.
The sake of argument.
What often happens is those who are
that can
newer in the faith
and
put in positions
anyway,
of leadership and have not
word.
Been prepared, have not grown understanding that
not
you know
covetous.
What? The enemy's going to come
want,
after
I want,
them
I want, I want.
I'm never satisfied with
in,
what one has.
And don't
you know?
Understand
what
you know,
I
the,
have or what
the
wiles
I really want,
of the
oh,
devil,
man.
So to speak, the scripture says.
Brand new Cadillac
they don't know the enemy's devices. The Bible says godliness
start
with
whispering
is great
in their
game.
Ear from through people. You're
if you always
speaker.
Want more or are dissatisfied
man,
with what you already have,
are you,
you should not
you,
be
you're
in
a
leadership.
Really amazing.
12,
you know,
who
pastor.
Rules his own house well. It doesn't mean that there's no problems
you are,
in your home.
There's no doubt. You're smarter
or
than
that
all those
your
other
children
guys that are
might
around
be,
longer.
You
know, they
turn
don't know
out
what they're talking
about. As rebellious children.
And they'll start believing.
You can be a godly leader in your home and still have rebellious children.
It happens
leader,
everywhere.
And just so you understand, our first ministry is the home.
And they become prideful.
And that's for every one of us,
and they're
guys.
Set up for the fall.
It's just a trap.
Not just the leaders.
And so we're
but it's where
Christ-like leadership
lay
is to be demonstrated
on
first.
Anybody that is newer in the faith.
And then flow over into leading in
for their
the
benefit.
Church body, as well as for the benefit
not
of the
not a novice.
So.
That is newly planted.
And he says
not
this,
a,
moreover,
a
we must have a good
we're
testimony.
We're not to lay hands on people too quickly.
Guys.
We're to observe
we're
the lives of those God may be calling
outside.
To ministry and
not
see if they display
here.
These characteristics
lest he fall
as
into
they mature
the snare of the
in
devil.
Their faith.
And I'm grateful. I, listen, I'm
what
grateful
often
for
happens
you guys.
Is those who are newer in the faith and put in positions of leadership
because they
and have not been prepared, have not grown understanding that, you know what? The
some
enemy's going
to
come after
have
them
walked
because
the than
they're weaker and don't understand, you know,
the wiles
I know you,
of the devil,
the
so
body
speak,
of Christ, entrust
says.
Us with
they don't
a
know
lot.
The enemy's devices.
And he's going to start whispering
the leaders
in their
here
ear
from through
your
people.
Resources, your spiritual well-being.
Man,
and I'm going to tell you right now,
you,
we're not
you're
perfect.
You're a really amazing, you know, pastor.
But I want you to know that I and the pastor,
you
elders
are,
here,
no
want
you're
to
smarter
have a good testimony
than all those other
those
guys that have been around longer. You
both
know, they don't know
inside and outside
about.
Of the church.
You know what you're talking about.
That and nothing done here and nothing done outside
it's
of
happened,
here
you know,
can bring
it
shame upon
everywhere.
The church or shame to our Lord and Savior.
And they become
Jesus
prideful.
Christ.
And they're set up for the fall.
But know this:
it's a trap. And so
we are works
we're to
in
wise.
Progress.
We're not to lay hands.
1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. Peter writes:
faith,
the elders who are among you, I exhort, who I am a fellow elder and a witness of the
well
sufferings
the
of Christ,
of
and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
And he says this:
shepherd,
moreover, we must
the
have
flock of
a
God,
good testimony
which is among
those
you.
Who are outside, guys.
Serving as overseers
to have a good
same
testimony
thing
outside.
Not just
not by
here.
Compulsion, but willingly, not
lest
for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
The devil.
Nor as
and
being lords
listen,
over
I'm
those entrusted
to
you,
I'm grateful for
but
the
being
men that
examples
I
to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears,
they
you will
exemplify
receive the crown of glory that does
these
not
characteristics,
fade away.
And they're an example to me. Some of them are more have walked with the Lord longer
and,
than I have.
And so that
at least in
not way. Only being an example to the body, but
and
but
I
to
know
the
you,
and the, lost,
the body
of Christ, entrust us with a lot.
That the gospel of God's love and grace
the leaders
is what
here,
can
for the leaders
change
here,
their lives.
Your resources, your spiritual well-being.
And I want you to know
and
God
you
did
right
not
now,
call me
we're not
as
perfect.
A pastor for you to serve.
But I want you to know that I and the pastor elders
served,
here
to
want to have a good testimony.
My position
to
those
as pastor, the elders' positions
inside and outside
are not as important as the person we all serve.
That nothing done here and nothing done outside.
And you do not need to be a leader to share
the
most important
the
message ever given. It's not just
Lord
for me.
And Savior Jesus Christ.
You don't have to be the pastor. You don't have to
but
covet a position. To be
we
able
are
to
works
share
in progress.
The gospel of Jesus, grace, and love.
1 Peter 5, 1 through 4, Peter writes,
the
elders who are among
sinners.
You, I exhort, who I am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings
let's
of Christ,
keep our eyes
and also
on
a partaker
him.
Of the glory that will be revealed.
And lead others to the
shepherd,
Savior of our souls.
The flock of God, which is
Heavenly
among
Father,
you.
Lord, we just pray that
serving
you would
as overseers, it's
fill us and
Paul's
empower us, Lord, for that simple message.
Not by compulsion,
Lord,
but willingly. Not for dishonest
sinners.
Gain, but eagerly.
Not to
nor
set anybody
Lord's
on a pedestal
entrusted to
or
you,
cause
but
division.
Being examples to the flock,
Lord,
and when the chief
or,
shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory.
Cause
that
a
does
position
not fade away.
To be more special than anything else, Lord. You came
and
you
so
gave
that
these instructions
not only being
so
an example to the
order.
Body, but to the hurting
simple
and the lost
order.
And anybody who might come in through our doors.
But it does not just it
the gospel of God's love and grace is what can change their lives
from being a testimony to those who are outside.
And I want you to know God
we
did
should
not
all
call
be a
me
testimony
as a pastor
of your love and your
for
grace
you to serve
and your mercy and that you saved us.
Jesus himself said he did not
so
come
Lord,
to be
I pray
served,
that you
but
administer
to
your church because
my
you
position
are
as pastor, the elders' positions
of all
are
of us.
Not as important as the person
Lord,
we
want we to
all
know
serve.
What pleases you. And so, Lord,
and you
do
not need to
and
be
and
a leader
pray,
to
Jesus,
share
Lord,
the most important
name.
Message
Amen.
Ever given. It's